people of goodwill everywhere to share the message with each other that we all belong to one another. We all come from a single source. We all share a common home. We are all a part of the human family, and we all belong to a common destiny. And we must all have one common purpose: to save the earth. So chant for the earth. Chant for the waters of the earth. Chant for the winds of the earth. Chant for the living of the earth. Chant for the people of the earth. Chant for the future of the earth. Chant for the children of the earth. Chant for the soul of the earth. Chant for peace upon the earth. Our freedom will not be won at the blade of the sword or by the might of the soldier. Our tomorrows will not be preserved by technological manipulation or with scientific wizardry. We will taste the nectar of freedom's sunrise when our army is one of harmony and is armed with love. And until that time, we must chant. We must chant. We must chant. So chant for the earth. Standing on the precipice of a new era in human history. The old paradigms of hatred, separation, racism, and division have been exposed as the true weapons of mass destruction. And our prompt oneness is demanded as penance for our transgressions against the living of the earth. The sound of a million voices chanting is what will tear down the last vestiges of our addiction to false fears and human hatred. And so now more than ever, we must chant for the earth. Chant for the waters of the earth. Chant for the winds of the earth. Chant for the living of the earth. Chant for the people of the earth. Chant for the future of the earth. Chant for the children of the earth. Chant for the